The next question from anonymous is from the asking if you are traveling for example at the airport. And you have been asked a number of questions, such as, do you not have a car here? Are you speak any English or Japan? Have you traveled to an Arab country? And what should your reply be?
Well, if you're being questioned under Schedule 7 of the Terrorism Act at the port, you have to answer the questions. Unfortunately, you cannot exercise your right of silence, because what can happen is that they can infer from your silence that you are willfully refusing to answer questions. That's a very technical point. How do they know what you have embedded in your brain? Unless they've got information about you. The best thing to do is to, I don't really advise clients to answer questions relating to, say, Al-Qaeda or what's happening in Iraq. What I tend to do is, when I'm present with the client, is say, restrict the questions to what the officer believes that my client has done, which the officer suspects may be of terrorist activity. So therefore, if the officer is asking general questions, what is your view on what's taking place in Iraq? That's neither here nor there. If I was present in the police station with the client, I would then state, sorry, no, that question is irrelevant because it does not go to the preparation, instigation or commission of the offence by my client. My client's political views or religious views are not relevant to this. So it really depends on if the individual is able to assert themselves properly or not, or would they want the lawyer to assert themselves. If it's basic questions, i.e. where are you travelling, when are you going to come back, what is the reasons for your visit, they can ask those types of questions. Those types of questions you would have to answer. But supposing if they started asking you questions about your members of your family, a case that comes to my mind is a lady. She was stopped at Heathrow Airport, and there were some names that were mentioned in the press regarding her father. So as soon as she landed at Heathrow Airport, police officers pulled her in, and they started asking her questions about her father, why, you know, whether he was involved in any terrorist activity, what did she think of this particular article in the certain newspapers that had been printed, even though the father had never been arrested or detained for any terrorist activity. She answered all of the questions, not knowing that she shouldn't have answered those questions, and there was no need for the officers to ask those particular questions to her. What happened with that particular client was, because she didn't know her basic rights, she answered everything for the 9 hours that she was detained in police custody for. So the answer is yes, you have to answer questions, but no, you don't have to answer everything, because they would have to prove, in order for you to be charged under Schedule 7, that you have willfully refused to answer questions that are put to you by the officers. And how do they know what is in your mind and what information you do or don't hold in your mind? So it's a very technical thing. And it's new because nobody's actually been charged under these provisions, although they've been arrested and questioned. Hopefully I've answered your question.